All right, welcome back here to Ottoman as the Wheelers pick up the victory here. They're heading off to the semifinals and now being joined by Ethan Klucke. Ethan, first off, congratulations. This has to feel great.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels amazing. We've been so close so many years. Even I was a freshman the one year we made it to the second round of playoffs, and those years killed. Last year stuck in me for a long time, and it happened to be the same team here in the second round of playoffs, and they gave it their all, and so did we, and we happened to come out on top.
Yeah, this is a wild game tonight. A lot of plays back and forth. There probably had to have been a lot of emotion swings. How'd you handle that throughout the game?
Yeah, definitely. People were maybe sometimes chippy at each other because we were so wanted to win. And they had playmakers there, and they made plays, and that was going to happen. We had to make sure, especially in the first half when we got down so much, we had to make sure to come back and not let that get a hold of us too much. Otherwise, we wouldn't have won this game.
Well, you came up huge on the defensive side of the ball here in this one. Pick six you had there late in the first half was a huge momentum change, gave you guys the lead. Talk about that play.
Yeah, we were running a different zone with our corner sitting in the flat. And I decided right before that play, I knew they were going to run the exact same thing because I saw the formation. And their quarterback was looking to it right away just like the first time. And we switched it up, and I came from the inside out to the flat. And he was running that inside slant, and I was able to get right under it and bring it to the touchdown.
Well, and then in the second half, you come up with a big fumble recovery. They decided to go for it deep in their own territory on a fourth down. Ball squirts out. I'm sure that had to be a good picture in your eyes seeing that football come free.
Yeah, there's a guy right there. I'm not sure who it was for Cam, and I happened to just dive a little bit harder, a little bit stronger, and get underneath of it. And it felt amazing because that was a huge momentum shift for us to make sure we got on top. Maybe I'm not sure if that put us up two scores, but that gave us a little bit more edge to keep going.
Well, and then, of course, down the stretch there, you have to make the plays there to keep the drive going and keep the ball away from them. Your guys were able to come through, just showing a lot of grit at the end of the game.
Yeah, our line stepped up huge tonight in the late in the game. We had to make plays. We kept on going tight because we knew we could outman them up in the front. Caden just had to run up our backs, and we were going to trust ourselves to get him a push off the line to give us enough yards.
Great game tonight, Ethan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that's Ethan Klucke after the win here tonight as Ottoman picks up the victory here 40-32. We'll take another break here. We'll come back, and we'll track down Coach Burks. This is high school football here on KJAN. Welcome back. Now being joined by Wheelers head coach John Burks. Coach, this was a wild game tonight. A lot of back and forth, but your guys showing some grit there to make the plays they needed to get the win.
Yeah, really, really impressed with our kids' integrity and grit and just toughness tonight. I mean, they could have got on each other. They could have got on the refs. They could have got on their coaches, and they just responded. You know, Cam is incredible. They are incredible. They're really, really good. You know, they're top notch. They're physical. They're athletic. They're a really tough matchup for us. And for us to come out here and play the way we did, get the victory the way we did, really, really impressed with us. And hats off to Cam for a heck of a battle in Cam.
Well, and you guys had to show it early because you get down in that early hole and you have to respond. And then you come back and make some big plays. You know, you get the score and then immediately you get pick six by Klucke was just a huge turning point there late in that first half.
Yeah, I thought Ethan's pick six was huge for us. You know, we were down 12-0, really needed a spark. We could have got down three possessions there. Just really worried about that. So really impressed with our kids.
And the start of the second half, the fumble recovery huge there as well. They decided to go for it, fourth down. They're deep in their own territory. Your guys go in there and make a play.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, at the end of the game, you guys have got to make the play to, you know, keep the drive going, keep the ball away from them. Of course, they come back to get it within one score, but your guys come through and getting the first downs you needed to seal the win.
Yeah, you know, that's two straight games against them that we were able to basically run a five-minute drill, a four-minute drill we're going to talk about. Kids turned out yards. Caden, I think, ran stronger as the night went on. Just our offensive line played really well. Just our kids played really, really well tonight.
First time since 1989 you've been able to head to the semifinals. This has got to feel good for the Ottoman community.
Yeah, it's huge. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than this. You know, it's there's so many people these guys are going to hear from this week. It's really, really special for this town, this community, all the graduates here. Really, really happy for these guys. You know, let's just hope they enjoy the next week and hopefully we have more than a week.
Yeah, well, we'll see you next week, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Ottoman head coach Sean Burks after the win here tonight. And now he's going to get the water bath here as well. Come in with the dump on him here after the game, and the Wheelers celebrate here tonight as they pick up the win here over Cam. 40-32, fun scene down here on the field as Ottoman gets the victory.